He fumbles at your spirit as players at the keys before they drop full music on. He stuns you by degrees, prepares your brittle substance for the ethereal blow by faint hammers further heard, then nearer, then so slow. Your breath has time to straighten, your brain to bubble cool, deals one imperial thunderbolt that scalps your naked soul. Good evening, everyone. You're listening to CICK 93.9 Smithers Community Radio. My name's Gavin Smith, and this is The Underword, a show that explores the relationships between songs and poetry. And you are just listening to The Master by Emily Dickinson. Today's show is on Emily Dickinson. Thanks to our sponsor to start off, BV Farmers Market. Today's episode, I'll be reading from the book The Works of Emily Dickinson. This is actually the very first time on the show. Because we do public domain, and that means people who published a long time ago, the nature of people who were publishing a long time ago has resulted in a lot of old dead white guys. But this is an old dead white lady. So very small steps forward. Emily Dickinson and the book that I'm reading from, The Works of Emily Dickinson, has a bit of an interesting story behind it. Not my specific book, but the book itself. Emily Dickinson was born in 1830 and she died in 1886. She lived most of her life at the family homestead in Amherst, Massachusetts. And she, particularly later on in her life, was famously reclusive. Once asked about this, she said, quote, "Of shunning men and women, they talk of hallowed things aloud and embarrass my dog," end quote. She published only a handful of poems during her life, but after her death, hundreds upon hundreds of poems were found in her drawers by her sister. Her sister and, along with the wife of an Amherst professor, teamed up to transcribe and edit many of the poems, publishing them in three volumes between 1890 and 1896. Although she was totally unknown during her life, she gained immense popularity thereafter, and many further volumes of additional poems were published by others in subsequent decades. But the book that I have, and that I'll be reading from, is the collection of those first three volumes arranged for publication by her sister. So we'll jump right in with a beautiful song by the artist Margot. And this is off a two-song release that she put out a few years ago, which was inspired by Emily Dickinson. Both of the songs on the release, Maple's Loom and Everlasting Snow, draw from Dickinson's poems. We're going to play the latter, Everlasting Snow, which is named after a line from a Dickinson poem entitled Dying, Dying in the Night. This is Margot with Everlasting Snow.
Of the ball. she won't tell forever under. Passed by, passed us, the sun's down, and I am just fine.
There's a certain slant of light on winter afternoons that oppresses like the weight of cathedral tunes. Heavenly hurt it gives us, we can find no scar, but internal difference where the meanings are. None may teach it anything, 'tis the seal, despair, an imperial affliction, sent us of the air. When it comes, the landscape listens, shadows hold their breath. When it goes, 'tis like the distance on the look of death. That was There's a Certain Slant of Light by Emily Dickinson, and before that, you were listening to Everlasting Snow by Margot. We're going to play two songs now that are both inspired by the same Dickinson poem. The first is Phoebe Bridgers and Andrew Bird's I Felt a Funeral in My Brain, and this is actually the third time that Bridgers has showed up on this show, as in The Underword, because she is frequently collaborating with other artists that have a bit of a flair for the literary. The previous two songs were Letter to an Old Poet by Boy Genius, of which Phoebe Bridgers is one member, and that was in the episode on Rainer Maria Rilke. And the other song was Dylan Thomas by Better Oblivion Community Center, which is a project between Phoebe Bridgers and Connor Oberst of Bright Eyes. That was, you guessed it, in the episode about Dylan Thomas. So that's the first song we're going to play. And the second song is by a band called Big Brave, and the song is also called I Felt a Funeral. You may be sensing the theme here, or the theme. This is from a 2024 release. It's quite new, from the Montreal band. And I actually wasn't familiar with them until doing this show, but I have to say this whole album is amazing. It's called A Chaos of Flowers, and it's sort of a mix between ethereal folk and doom, which really lands for me in the sweet spot of stuff that I like very much. So both of these songs draw from the Emily Dickinson poem of the same name. So I'll go ahead and I'll read that before we get in to the songs. I felt a funeral in my brain, and mourners to and fro kept treading, treading, till it seemed that sense was breaking through. And when they all were seated, a service like a drum kept beating, beating, till I thought my mind was going numb. And then I heard them lift a box and creak across my soul with those same boots of lead again. Then space began to toll, and all the heavens were a bell and being but an ear, and I and silence some strange race, wrecked, solitary, here. This is Andrew Bird and Phoebe Bridgers with I Felt a Funeral in My Brain.
I felt a funeral in my brain, and mourners to and fro treading, treading, till it seemed the sense was breaking through. And when we all were seated, service like a drum beating, beating, till I thought my mind was going numb. My mind was growing. And then I heard them lift a box and creak across my soul with the same boots of lead again. And space, space began to toll.
Mm-hmm. is all the heavens were about. And being but an ear, an eye in silence, some strange race, wrecked, solitary here. And then a plank in reason broke, and I dropped down and down, and hit a world at every plunge, and finished knowing then, and finished knowing. And then I heard them lift above and creak across my soul with the same boots I let again in space. Space began to toll. I felt a funeral in my brain, mourners to and fro, treading, treading till it seemed the sense was breaking through.
Thank you.
of all the souls that stand create, I have elected one. When sense from spirit flies away, and subterfuge is done. When that which is and that which was apart intrinsic stand, and this brief tragedy of flesh is shifted like a sand. When figures show their royal front, and mists are carved away, behold the atom I preferred to all the lists of clay. That was Choice by Emily Dickinson that you just heard. And before that, two songs. The first was I Felt a Funeral in My Brain by Andrew Bird and Phoebe Bridgers, based on the Emily Dickinson poem of the same name. And then you heard I Felt a Funeral by Big Brave. You guessed it, based on the same poem. The next song that we're getting to is by the band Mountain Goats, which I have loved for many years. This song is from one of their very early releases in 1996. At that time, they were known for pretty lo-fi production. And the song, Then the Letting Go, is named after a line in a Dickinson poem entitled, After Great Pain, a Formal Feeling Comes. And we're going to read that first. After great pain, a formal feeling comes. The nerves sit ceremonious like tombs. The stiff heart questions, was it he that bore, and yesterday, or centuries before? The feet, mechanical, go round, a wooden way, of ground, or air, or aught. Regardless grown, a quartz contentment, like a stone. This is the hour of lead, remembered, if outlived, as freezing persons recollect the snow. First chill, then stupor. Then the Letting Go. This is Then the Letting Go by the Mountain Goats. Cricket sang and set the sun, and workmen finished one by one, their seam the day upon. The low grass loaded with the dew, the twilight stood as strangers do, with hat in hand, polite and new, to stay as if or go. A vastness as a neighbor came, a wisdom without face or name, a peace as hemispheres at home, and so the night became. That was Evening by Emily Dickinson, and before that you were listening to The Mountain Goats with Then the Letting Go. The last song this evening is by Joan as Policewoman, and it sets the poem Bloom by Emily Dickinson to music with an accompanying video that was produced by artist O'Hara Hale in collaboration with Maria Popova of the Marginalian, and it's a really beautiful video, and it's available if you're interested in taking a look on themarginalian.org. So I'll start with the poem. This is Bloom. Bloom is result to meet a flower and casually glance, would cause one scarcely to suspect the minor circumstance assisting in the bright affair, so intricately done, then offered as a butterfly to the meridian, to pack the bud, oppose the worm, obtain its right of due, adjust the heat, elude the wind, escape the prowling bee, great nature not to disappoint, awaiting her that day, to be a flower is profound responsibility. And this is Joan as policewoman with Bloom.
Casually glance would cause one scarcely to suspect the minor circumstance assisting in the bright affair. Disappoint, awaiting her that day to be a flower is profound responsibility.
You've been listening to The Underword with Gavin Smith. This episode has been focused on Emily Dickinson. We're going to close off with one more for the evening. It's a very short one. Undue significance a starving man attaches to food. Far off, he sighs, and therefore hopeless, and therefore good. Partaken, it relieves, indeed, but proves us that spices fly in the receipt. It was the distance was savory. Have a good night, everyone. I'm Gavin Smith, signing off for this evening. We'll see you next time.